everybody. Right. I am Nikema Williams, and I have the privilege of serving as your Democratic Party of Georgia chairwoman. And today, the Democratic Party of Georgia is incredibly proud to partner in the launch of Fair Fight 2020. Last year, we proved firsthand why it is vital for Democrats to invest in strong voter protection programs, as our groundbreaking voter protection program that has fought for the rights of voters and against the architect of voter suppression, Brian Kemp. Georgia's groundbreaking voter protection program set the model for what state parties across the nation will now be doing thanks to Fair Fight 2020's investment. We're the first state party in the entire nation to hire a full-time voter protection director, and her name is Sarah Tyndall Gazelle. I'm sure you've all met or spoken with her. Sarah has built a team that has worked 24/7 to help voters, many of whom will be standing behind me later today. By the end of the 2018 election, our voter protection hotline received over 80,000 calls from Georgia voters who needed help simply navigating our election system. We served them at all hours of the day in multiple languages as they registered to vote and encountered problems at their polling locations. Our team fought against voter suppression at every level, from ensuring that voters were allowed provisional ballots when they had been denied, to our state party suing the Secretary of State to ensure that absentee ballots were not rejected. And after Election Day, we fought even harder to make sure that every vote was counted. Y'all, I even went to jail making sure that our voices were heard. I'm incredibly proud of Georgia Democrats for leading the fight in 2018 to protect our voting rights. But we also learned that there's a lot more we need to do to make sure that every voter can truly exercise their rights at the ballot box. That's why today, in partnership with our friends at Fair Fight 2020, I'm excited to share with y'all that as we share our successful model with states across the country, we're still fighting hard right here in Georgia, and we're expanding our program to serve even more voters. We're recruiting volunteers in every county who will help educate voters on their rights, advocate for fair elections, and serve at polling places to protect our democracy. You can sign up at fairfight2020.org to help us, and I hope you will. So let me say that again, fairfight2020.org, and you can sign up to help us. It's going to take every person here, their friends, their cousins, their neighbors, everybody that you know, to help us hold our leaders accountable and protect our right to vote in Georgia. It's never been more important. Yeah. And that's why today I am thrilled to introduce someone who epitomizes the true definition of leadership. Because leaders don't need titles to lead y'all. They do what needs to be done. Leaders don't create followers, y'all. They create more leaders. And that is exactly what my forever governor, my friend, and my partner in the fight for fair and free elections, Stacey Abrams, has done. So when Stacey comes out, I need you to be ready to welcome her, because she is doing everything that we need to do, not just here in Georgia, but across the country. Because we know that the 2020 election, the road to the White House runs through Georgia, but we need the rest of the country to get on board. So now we're going to have a short break as we wait for our leader, Stacey Abrams, to take the stage.